We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Haley Dumb, you're on your 9th year of college.
Yeah.
Good to see you.
Good to see you too.
What year is it? This is year 5?
This is year 5, yeah.
Unexpected year 5.
Yes, it is.
what's your degree situation now?
So I graduated last year with my undergrad in business, and then I'm back here with I'm doing a graduate certificate in public administration.
I joked after they postponed fall sports and they said athletes could get another year for that too. I was like, we're going to get some PhDs next year
in the fall.
Oh my
goodness.
Like Dr. Shelby Keane starting at midfield. What's the last 6-7 months been like for you since your season was canceled at the midpoint? We started with Coach Maloney. That gets ripped out from under you. Where were you when you found out?
So we saw that the Big Ten and like the SEC was suspending their seasons and, you know, canceling things. So me and Janae Hogg, actually, we had our Twitter notifications on and we were practicing that day and we kept like checking our Apple Watches and we were like, hey, are there any notifications? And we get done with practice and we get a notification from the NCAA and it says that the season's just completely canceled. And we said to our coaches, we were like, where did this come from? Like, did you guys know? And they were like, no, like, don't believe it. Don't believe it. Like, we don't know yet. And we were like, okay. And so then we were at the field. So then we had to go to a compliance meeting and we played Kahoot. And then we went to a culture meeting and we were talking about the weekend. And I'm like, is there even going to be a weekend? And then they came in and said the official announcement after that. So it was a roller coaster of a night.
How quickly did you decide, yeah, I'm going to do this again?
Pretty much right away when they said, you know, we get that extra season and the coaches kind of signed off on it and said, yeah, you guys can come back. It was pretty instantaneous for all of us.
Do you have that moment of like, do I really want to condition in the off season again?
I mean, that always crosses my mind. Listen, I picked softball for a reason. I'm not much of a runner, but
like, can I just come back in January?
Right, like, yeah, just when the fun starts. But no, I mean, it's been fun so far, just being back with everyone. I didn't think I was going to get the opportunity, right. So.
Your coach is now at Texas. Megan Bartlett is one of the top assistants now with the Texas Longhorns. How did that news strike you? You guys had a flurry of news in the offseason. When you find that out?
Yeah. So we were kind of shocked. But the way that the Zoom call kind of started, we figured something was, you know, up. I mean, well wishes to her. I mean, she looks like she's having fun down there, and we just wish her nothing but the best.
What's your reaction when you found out that Coach Lacey Wood is your new head coach?
We were really excited. We obviously Googled her right away. that's what, you know, we all do, and we were really excited. You know, she's a Midwestern girl, so coming back to her roots, we're just really excited to get going with her.
This is your third head coach?
Yeah, so I was recruited by Coach Perry, but I never...
You only played for Coach Bartlett.
Correct,
okay.
Yes.
What's it like? Now you've got 1 year. What's that adaptation process like, getting used to a new coach, a new system? Or is it one of those things where Lacey has come in and basically said, hey, here's what we're going to do, is like an easing in process?
Yeah, so... things have looked a little different this year, but I think different is good. You know, she's just kind of come in, and she's given us expectations that she's looking for, and we're just kind of doing it.
What's your style? What's your style now?
You know, we're very disciplined, and we're very organized. You know, we're getting up really early in the mornings, and we're getting after it, and I think that's going to be a good thing.
Define early.
Mondays and Fridays around 4:40 a.m.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's okay. You've had a long day.
Yeah, it's been pretty long. I took a nap though. I'm good. And then Tuesday, Thursdays, we're rolling out of bed at about 5:30 to get to the football field at 6.
What are you doing at 4:40?
We're running some sprints. Yeah. Yep.
Do you feel in shape?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, it's a little bit more running than I'm used to, but I'm really excited about it just because, you know, who doesn't like being in shape?
Touche.
Yeah.
How do you feel about where you guys are at? Because obviously you guys were really good. You were the best team in the conference last year when the season got canceled.
Yeah.
You're pretty much the same team, mm-hmm, with added freshmen.
Yep.
Do you feel like, all right, let's roll the balls out and let's go do this again?
Yeah, definitely. I think that the addition of the, I think it's 11 freshmen, is just an advantage for us. We were already, you know, the top team in the conference last year, and I think that just that addition and the depth that we're going to have, I don't think I've seen depth like this on our team since I've been here, so I'm really excited about that.
Well, literally, actually, because you have more players.
Correct, yeah.
what is that dynamic like? I don't think I've asked a student athlete yet that. Now that you have 5 and in some cases 6 classes with some red shirts of student athletes on a team.
Yeah, it's a little different. So I'm 22, about to be 23, and I'm talking 18-year-olds, you know, trying to connect with these freshmen, and it's a big age gap, but, you know, we're managing. I mean, we're finding things to connect on, and it's been pretty good on our team. So
have you hearkened back to, like, what did seniors when I was a freshman do to connect with me, 18-year-old Haley?
Yeah, I know. Amanda Arnett, actually, we were pretty close when she was a senior and I was a freshman. And, you know, she just reached out to me through text, or if she saw that I was having a bad day at practice, she would come up to me and talk to me. So I'm just trying to kind of, you know, reflect that on these freshmen.
You guys playing in masks?
Yeah, we are, and we're running in masks, too.
Takes some getting used to?
A little bit, yeah.
I will say this, though. Like, your mask right now is just jet black.
Yep.
I had really high expectations because, like, you have the arts and crafts background on this team.
I do, you're right, yeah. No, I'm...
Do you have any, like... crazy ones that you've done?
I don't, actually. Like, this is the mask that my mom bought me, so I know I should really get on that.
What did you do all summer?
I don't know, actually.
Have you had an urge to do any projects?
You know, here and there sometimes, but then, you know, softball and school and...
gets in the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the last thing you crafted?
So I, like, refinished, it's like a keychain hook thing over quarantine. It was light blue before, and I painted it black because, you know, just trying to, I don't know, just make it match more things, I guess.
What's next up on your docket?
You know, I don't know. Whatever shows up, you know, I'm open to anything, really.
Haley, good to sit down with you, talk with you for a little bit here. Appreciate you stopping by and chatting a little bit about where you guys are at. I know it's interesting anytime you get a shakeup at the top. So good to hear that you guys are bonding well with Coach Wood, and looking forward to getting her on here over the next couple of weeks. So.
Most definitely. Thank you. Yeah.